Greetings in Jesus' name on this 15th day of March, the year of our Lord 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside. It's a rainy, foggy, cloudy morning, and it seems like that's pretty much what it is a lot of times here in New England. This is similar weather to England itself. We're surrounded by, not really surrounded, but we have this ocean right next to us, and it just continually stirs up weather. And we are, though, grateful for it. Yesterday, we had a 17-hour day, very busy in the gospel ministry. Got home around 11 o'clock last night, and we had the joy of preaching at the Gospelite Baptist Church in New Vineyard, Maine, with my good preacher, Brother Steve Grubbs. And we had a joy of fellowshipping together and counseling together and excited about all that God did in our hearts and in our lives. Certainly, we appreciate the goodness of our Lord and how He gave us traveling mercies there and back. And I had my beautiful wife by my side. She was able to testify of the good grace of God, and I was able to preach the Word of God, and it was a great time. Today, we're headed down to chapel services, where I'll be preaching in just a few moments. I just finished touching up the chapel message, and now I'll be going down and delivering that message in just a few moments. And then I'll be working around the ministry all day long, and then this afternoon, I'll be headed to speak or to look at a grand piano for our new stage at our gymnasium as we're preparing for our Easter cantata. So thank you for praying for us. Continue to pray for our health as we're a little bit under the weather, but the Lord knows, and many of you are, and many of you are experiencing different things in your life. And we're praying for so many that are struggling. And let's certainly pray one for another. In your Bibles today, I want you to look with me in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse number 47, where the Bible says, "Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all these things." God says there is a price for you to pay, and you're paying this price because you did not serve me with joyfulness. You're paying this price because you did not serve me with gladness of heart. All of these things that I have done for you, yet you did not serve me with joyfulness, and you did not serve me with gladness of heart. Now, there comes a time in all of our lives that we pause for a self-introspection, and we look deeply into our hearts, and we say something like this in light of this context: "Lord, I know I've been through the trials of life, and I know I've gone through the difficult times of health infirmities and spiritual battles and church struggles. But at the end of the day, am I serving you with joyfulness? Am I serving you with gladness?" And we ask ourselves these questions because the battle is real. And the Bible says that we are to war a good warfare, and we are to fight the good fight of faith. And we know that the battle is real. And all of these things that we experience in life sometimes affect our joyfulness and our gladness. And God says to His people here, "Hey, this is what's going to happen to you because you did not serve me with joyfulness and gladness of heart. And because of that, I'm going to have to judge you." Now, from this, we should learn that all of us must serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart. We must come to a place of understanding in our life that if the joy is gone and the gladness of heart for service is gone, we've got to get this fixed. We can't go on like this. We've got to ask the Lord to help us. As it says in Acts chapter 13 and verse 52, "And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Ghost." Everything changed in the disciples' lives They were filled with joy and the Holy Ghost. Why? Because in the city that they were preaching, even though people had rejected the gospel of Christ, they shook the dust off their feet against them and kept preaching, kept singing, kept advancing. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. And this teaches me that if we're going to serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart, we're going to have to continue on. We cannot succumb to the day of quitting or turning back on the Lord. God will help us to be faithful. And as He does, we will serve Him with joyfulness and gladness of heart. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, fabulous Friday and a great weekend. And we'll pray for each other through this weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.